What if you could reach right through your VR headset and actually like feel the metaverse? I don't mean just vibrations on your controllers. I mean like the real deal, shaking a virtual hand, feeling the resistance of a golf club as you swing it. Even like the really delicate touch of learning surgery, but you're learning from like a master surgeon thousands of miles away.
Yeah, that's the future that a system called Share Haptics is hinting at. Basically, this research from SIGGRAPH 2019, it proposes a way to literally jack in to like shared virtual experiences using touch.
Okay, so we're talking less Ready Player One and more like really feeling what it's like to be present in like a digital world. Sign me up.
But how does it even work?
But imagine you're slipping on a glove, right? But woven into this glove are these threads of a special material called shape memory alloy. And this isn't like your average fabric. When it's heated, SMA changes shape in a very precise way. And then it remembers that shape when it's cooled down again.
So it's like those mood rings that everybody had as kids. But instead of just changing color, these SMA threads are actually moving and flexing in response to heat. Exactly. So in the Share Haptics glove, those tiny movements, they translate into these subtle but really distinct sensations on your hand. Imagine like a virtual handshake. As the other person's avatar grasps yours, the SMA wires in your glove would gently constrict, simulating the pressure and even movement of their grip.
So you're not talking about like big clunky forces.
Yeah.
But these really nuanced touches that can help you learn a movement or just feel truly connected to what's happening in the virtual world.
Yeah, you got it. The research focuses heavily on this idea of replicating those subtle cues we use to learn physical skills or interact with our environment. It's about recreating those like crucial bits of feedback that make an experience feel real.
This haptic jack-in concept, feeling someone else's movements remotely, this has huge implications. Like, think about it. Learning to play an instrument from a world-renowned musician or practicing a martial art with a grandmaster without ever leaving your living room. But they didn't just stop at the gloves, right?
You're right. They also developed a concept for an ankle brace using the same SMA technology.
Okay, now we're getting really futuristic. So I'm guessing it's not about strapping weights to your ankles. What kind of sensations are we talking about here?
So think about like when you're walking or dancing or even just shifting your weight from one leg to the other, those subtle cues that you feel in your feet. That's what the ankle brace is meant to like replicate.
So if I was learning to tango in the metaverse, I'd not only see my partner's steps, but I'd actually feel the pressure and the guidance of their movements in real time through the ankle brace.
Exactly. Or imagine a physical therapist on like the other side of the world, and they're helping you rehab an injury. They could actually feel the movement of your ankle and provide you with like personalized haptic feedback as you go.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
This is still pretty early stage research, right? What are some of the challenges that they still need to overcome?
Well, right now, the prototypes are pretty simple. Like the glove, for example. Yeah. It only has a limited number of SMA threads. So the range of sensations it can create is still fairly narrow. Yeah. And the ankle brace, while it's a promising concept, they haven't actually built it into a working prototype just yet.
Okay, so a lot of work to be done before we're all tangoing in the metaverse. What else?
Well, there's also the issue of cost and accessibility. These prototypes probably rely on some pretty complex and expensive tech. So making them affordable and user-friendly for like the average person is going to be crucial if they want this technology to really take off.
Makes sense. But challenges aside, let's just say for a minute that they can work all this out. What kind of impact do you think Share Haptics could have on the world?
The potential is huge, honestly. And it extends way beyond just gaming and entertainment. Imagine the possibilities in like education, healthcare, even remote work.
Give me an example. Let's say I'm a surgeon and I'm training a new generation of doctors. How would Share Haptics change the game for me?
Okay, so imagine this. Instead of your students just watching you operate from afar, they could put on these haptic gloves and feel every movement you make, every adjustment, as if they were holding the scalpel themselves. You know, they could experience the delicate pressure of making an incision, the subtle difference in feeling between various tissues, all in a safe virtual environment where the stakes are low.
Talk about a hands-on learning experience. They'd be learning from a true master, feeling every nuance of your technique firsthand.
Exactly. And it's not just about like replicating movements. Imagine being able to give those students real-time haptic feedback, gently correcting their hand position, adjusting their grip, all through the gloves. The possibilities for training and skill development are truly remarkable.
Okay, so I'm seeing the potential for education. But what about for actual surgeries? you know, the kind where lives are on the line.
That's where it gets really interesting. Imagine a world where expert surgeons could perform these delicate procedures remotely using robotic arms and haptic feedback to feel every sensation as if they were in the room.
So we're talking about telesurgery on a whole new level. No more geographical limitations. Mm. Experts could operate from anywhere in the world.
Exactly. A specialist in New York could perform a life-saving procedure on a patient in rural India, all in real time. With the sense of touch adding this whole new level of precision and control, it could revolutionize access to healthcare.
It's like something straight out of Star Trek, but potentially even more impactful. This isn't just about replicating the real world. Mm. In the metaverse, it's about like transcending the limitations of the physical world altogether.
You're getting it. Think about how much of human connection is rooted in physical touch. A handshake, a hug, holding a loved one's hand. These are all fundamental ways we communicate and connect.
And with Share Haptics, we could actually share those experiences virtually across any distance. Imagine being able to hug a loved one who's far away,
mm-hmm.
and actually feeling the warmth of their embrace. Even if it's just through like haptic feedback.
It's a really powerful idea. You know, right now, even with video calls, there's still that sense of distance, that disconnect, because that element of touch is missing. Share Haptics could change all that and make virtual interactions feel infinitely more real and meaningful.
It really makes you think, what does it even mean to be present? In a world where you can share such like a personal and fundamental sense as touch across continents,
yeah.
in real time, like it could fundamentally change how we think about relationships,
yeah.
about human connection itself.
Absolutely. And it's not just about replicating like existing experiences. Think about the entirely new forms of expression and interaction that this kind of technology could unlock. Like artists could create haptic sculptures that you can explore with your bare hands. Musicians could compose pieces that are designed to be felt as much as they're heard.
So we're talking about a whole new language
yeah.
of sensory experiences, a completely different way of experiencing art, music, even the world around us is mind-blowing, really.
Yeah, and it raises some really fascinating questions, too. Like, if we can transmit the feeling
yep.
of a handshake, a hug, a yep. surgeon's touch, what are the ethical implications of that? How do we ensure responsible development and use of this kind of technology?
Yeah, those are definitely conversations that we need to be having right now as this technology is being developed. But
yeah.
setting those questions aside for a moment, what's like the one big takeaway you hope our listener walks away with today?
I think simply this, the lines between the physical and the virtual are blurring. Technologies like Share Haptics, they give us a glimpse into a future where our physical limitations no longer define the boundaries of human experience.
So to our listener, the next time you put on a VR headset, imagine not just seeing and hearing, but really feeling that virtual world, the future of the metaverse
mm-hmm.
might be closer than you think. It's going to be a wild tactile ride. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep an open mind.